Welcome to the iBid Electrical Contractor Podcast. Today, we're really digging into something crucial, what actually separates a contractor who's just constantly busy from one who's building something profitable, something scalable. You know, if you ask most electrical contractors what the key to success is, you tend to hear the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Finding good electricians, that's a big one.
Right. Or yeah. Winning jobs because you have the absolute lowest price. Or maybe landing that big GC relationship.
And look, those things matter. They definitely matter for, you know, keeping the lights on day to day. But they aren't the real foundation for long-term success. Not really. We see it all the time. The firms that consistently grow and make good money, they're built differently.
So it's not just about hustle or low bids.
No. The absolute non-negotiable. It's structure. It's having systems in place.
Okay, let's unpack that because, well, the big problem we keep seeing is that initial reliance on memory. You know, running the whole show out of your head. When it's just you, maybe one helper, fine. Your estimates are scribbled in a notebook. The schedule's a sticky note on the dash.
Your job cost is just a feeling, right? Yeah, I think we made money on that one.
Exactly. And it sort of works for a while.
It works right up until the moment you hire maybe the third person or you land that second big job running at the same time. And that's when that memory-based system just completely implodes.
Right.
Suddenly you're trying to remember who needed what instructions on three different sites. Suppliers are calling for PO numbers you wrote on, I don't know, a coffee cup.
Yeah.
The GC emails the inspection date moved up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also trying to recall, did I even send the invoice for that last draw?
I always picture that dashboard just plastered in yellow sticky notes. It's not a system. It's like wallpaper.
Agrees.
Yeah. And the fallout isn't just, you know, inconvenient. It actually hits the bottom line hard and fast.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely kills profitability. That kind of chaos leads to major mistakes and they multiply quickly. Like forgetting to bill for change orders because it was just a quick chat on site, nothing written down.
Oh, that's a classic.
Or completely losing track of your actual labor hours because the timesheets are a mess or they come in late. Missing deadlines because nothing was formally scheduled or tracked. You're basically just guessing at your costs. And then, months down the line, maybe when you sit down with your accountant, you get the bad news.
Yeah.
You actually lost money on a job you thought was a winner.
And it's so important to stress, this isn't about being bad at your trade.
Yeah.
You could be the best electrician around.
Absolutely. Top-notch skills.
But it's just, it's logistically impossible to keep every single moving part, every deadline, material order, billing detail, crew assignment, stored accurately in one human brain while you're also, you know, pulling wire.
Exactly. Your brain is designed for solving electrical problems, complex ones. It's not meant to be a central project management database.
But the complexity just demands something more, regardless of how good you are with the tools.
That's it.
So, okay. If the chaos is so obviously damaging, why do so many contractors, especially when they start growing, resist putting systems in place? It feels like it should be the first thing they do.
It does seem obvious, looking from the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're caught up in the day-to-day whirlwind, that resistance is really strong. We usually see it boil down to like three main reasons.
Okay, what's the first one? The perception issue.
Yeah, that's what we call the big company myth. Contractors think, oh, all those processes, forms, software, that's for the huge outfits, the ones with offices full of people.
I'm small, I'm lean, I don't need all that corporate stuff.
Right. But the truth is actually the opposite. When you're small, every single mistake hurts more. You don't have the financial buffer to just absorb a forgotten, say, $5,000 change order.
Good point.
You need that organization even more desperately than the big guys sometimes.
Okay, myth number one. What's the second big reason?
It's the classic time crunch. The feeling of being too busy doing the work to stop and organize the work.
Right. I can't afford to take a day off the tools to set up spreadsheets or figure out software. I'll lose billable hours.
It's this self-defeating cycle, really. They're drowning in chaos, but they feel too busy to build the raft that would actually save them time and stop the drowning.
And ignoring it just guarantees the chaos gets worse, especially if they try to take on more work.
Exponentially worse.
Yeah.
It's almost guaranteed.
And then even if they get past those two, there's just the fear, right? The uncertainty.
Yeah. That's the third hurdle. Just being overwhelmed. They kind of know they need a system.
Yeah.
But where do you even begin?
Right. Does it have to be some super expensive software package? Do I need to hire an admin person? I can't really afford yet.
That paralysis, that uncertainty, it often leads to just defaulting back to the notepad and the memory system, just hoping things work out.
And that hope, that lack of action, it has a real tangible financial cost. I mean, can we talk about that? Because some guys are genuinely good estimators. They feel like they have the numbers handled.
The cost is huge. Even if you are good at estimating the core work, it's like a slow financial bleed. Think about bidding, for example. Let's say you're putting together a bid for a, $200,000 project.
Yeah.
If you don't have a formal checklist-driven estimating process, you are, to some extent, guessing.
Even if you nail the materials and the basic labor.
Yeah, because maybe you miss adding enough for overhead, or you underestimate the buffer needed for those inevitable little delays and issues. Or, critically, you forget to formally bake in your actual required profit margin.
So you win the bid, which feels like a victory.
Feels great. But you might have just locked your company into 4 months of hard work that generates zero profit. Or worse, actually loses you money.
You basically traded your time and your crew's time for a loss.
Pretty much. And it doesn't stop there. During the job, if you're juggling, say, three jobs at once without a solid way to track costs in real time, you're flying blind.
You feel busy, you feel productive.
Right. Busy equals success in a lot of minds.
Yeah.
But you could easily be running at a net loss for months and have absolutely no idea until, you know, the bank account looks scary or the accountant calls with bad news.
So the takeaway is success really has to be built on organization. Without it, the mistakes just pile up and eventually they can sink the business.
They absolutely can. Structure prevents those mistakes from multiplying.
Okay, let's pivot to the solution then. Instead of getting bogged down in the idea of systems, what's the one core thing, the foundational system, every growing contractor really needs to focus on first.
It really comes down to one key thing, a job management system.
Okay, let's define that clearly. Because people hear system and they immediately think complicated software, big expense.
Right, and it doesn't have to be. A job management system is just your simple, reliable way to handle five absolutely core functions. That's estimating, scheduling, tracking your costs, billing, and communication.
Five key things.
Five key things. The tool itself, that can be flexible. It can be really well-organized spreadsheets and templates. It could be dedicated software. The critical part is that the tracking is consistent and it lives somewhere outside your memory.
So it's about the function, not necessarily the specific tool. We like to call these the five pillars of profitability.
Exactly. The five pillars. If you build these, you're building a foundation for profit.
I like that framing. Let's walk through those five pillars because this is really where the money is made or lost. Pillar number one has to be the starting point, right? Estimating.
Pillar one, accurate estimating. Yes. Every single job, no exceptions, starts with a clear, formal estimate. And that estimate has to explicitly include your calculated labor costs, your materials, your company overhead allocation, and, crucially, the profit margin you need to make.
If you don't define the profit up front,
it's probably not going to magically appear later. You have to plan for it.
Okay, so you've got a good estimate. Job starts. How do you stop that profit from just leaking away as the work happens?
That brings us straight to pillar two, real-time job cost tracking. This is non-negotiable. You absolutely have to consistently track your actual labor hours and your actual material costs against that original estimate as the job progresses.
So not waiting until the end of the job.
No way. This is your early warning system. It tells you by, say, Friday afternoon, if you're running heavy on labor for the week and need to figure out why and adjust for next week, it keeps you informed.
Makes sense. And connecting the plan in the office to the action in the field, pillar three.
Pillar three. Scheduling and communication. This means documenting the tasks, the timelines, making sure they're accessible. Your crew needs to know what's expected each day without having to constantly track you down and pull you away from your main tasks.
And communicating outwards too, right, with the GC.
Critically important. All updates, change requests, approvals, anything involving the general contractor needs to be formalized. Put it in writing, even if it's just a clear email. Create that paper trail or digital trail so things don't get forgotten or disputed later.
Avoids the he said, she said later on.
Precisely.
Okay, pillar four. This seems obvious, but it's where a lot of people drop the ball.
Oh, absolutely. Pillar four, prompt billing and invoicing. If you do the work, you need to get paid for it accurately and quickly. Every single change order, every progress payment, every draw request, it needs to be invoiced right away using a clear professional format.
Because if that invoice for a, say, $7,000 change order just sits in your truck for 2 weeks.
That's $7,000 of your money doing nothing for you. It's effectively an interest-free loan to your client. Speed and accuracy here are vital for cash flow.
Definitely. And the final piece, the part that makes you smarter for the next job.
That's pillar five, reporting and review. You have to close the loop. At the end of every single project, big or small, you need a consistent process to review the estimated numbers versus the actual costs.
What did we think it would cost versus what did it really cost?
Exactly. Where were we off on labor? Did materials cost more than expected? Why? This review process is how you learn, how you spot weaknesses in your estimating or execution, and how you continuously improve your biz and your operations moving forward.
It turns mistakes or variances into actual learning.
That's how the best contractors get better and better, not just busier. They learn from the data.
Okay, let me make this really concrete. You mentioned a contractor, let's call him Ray, who was resistant. Tell us about his breaking point when the chaos just got too expensive.
Yeah, Ray was a really talented electrician, really prided himself on, you know, keeping it simple. Estimates on yellow pads, schedules sent by text message, that whole thing.
The classic approach.
Right. And it worked okay when he was maybe running two smaller residential jobs. But the tipping point, the moment it all just fell apart, was when he landed a pretty decent-sized commercial job with a GC, while also trying to juggle three smaller repair jobs.
Too many balls in the air for the memory system. What went wrong first?
Pretty much everything, all at once. His timesheets became almost impossible to sort out accurately. Invoices started going out weeks late, which really started to squeeze his cash flow.
Okay.
But the real killer, the thing that really hurt, was the forgotten change order. He completely missed billing the GC for a significant, like, $7,000 upgrade to the fire alarm system.
Just forgot.
It was agreed verbally on site. He meant to write it up, never did. It just slipped through the cracks in the chaos.
Ouch.
And then, when he finally got around to tallying up all the timesheets properly, he realized his crew had logged something like 200 hours more than he'd budgeted across those four jobs combined.
And because he wasn't tracking weekly.
He had no idea how bad it was until the end, basically when payroll was staring him in the face. The damage was already done.
So taking on more work, that bigger GC job, actually ended up costing him money.
Precisely. He had his highest revenue year ever on paper, which felt good initially, but his accountant confirmed it. After factoring in the missed change order and the huge labor overrun, he'd actually netted a loss for the year.
Wow.
That forgotten $7,000 plus the extra labor costs was literally the difference between making a profit and ending up in the red. It was a real wake-up call. Busy definitely didn't equal profitable for him that year.
So Ray finally saw the light. He decided to implement a job management system. What were the first simple steps he took to get those five pillars working? Did he go buy fancy software?
No, not initially. He started simple. He invested in a pretty basic project management software, something that cost less than, say, a week's wages for one guy.
Okay.
The key changes were behavioral. He mandated tracking labor hours weekly, submitted properly, no excuses. He set up standard invoice templates so billing was faster and consistent.
Getting that pillar four fixed.
Exactly. And probably the most important change. He forced himself, disciplined himself, to block out time every Friday afternoon for a job cost review, comparing actual hours and costs to the estimates for every single active job.
Building in Pillar 2 and Pillar 5.
That's right, making it a non-negotiable routine.
And what happened? What was the result of putting that simple but consistent structure in place?
It was transformative. That structure just removed the chaos tax. You know, it allowed him to actually see his numbers, trust his numbers, and make decisions based on reality, not just gut feel.
And the bottom line?
Within about 2 years, Ray had not only doubled his revenue again, but the crucial part was he achieved consistent, reliable profit margins. He could actually scale his business with confidence because he wasn't just guessing anymore. He had data. He had control.
That story really nails it, doesn't it? Growth without systems just leads to chaos, maybe even failure.
It often does.
If you really want to scale your electrical contracting business, if you want to maximize your profit, if you want that long-term success, you absolutely have to move beyond relying on memory and sticky notes.
You have to build those five pillars. It's foundational.
So before we wrap up, here's something to think about. If you're listening to this and you want to grow, maybe double your revenue next year, which one of those five pillars, estimating, cost tracking, scheduling, billing, or review, which one are you maybe a little bit afraid to really look at closely tonight?
Good question.
Because that resistance, that's probably your starting point. That's the pillar you need to shore up first. Thank you for listening and also for being one of our members and allowing us to help you grow your electrical contracting business.